Mr. Patrick.
Right. Thank you, Madam Chair and board members. Appreciate it.
To these homeowners who've worked their way through a lot of things to get this done. So thank you.
Yes. Thank you.
Okay. Item 18 is PR 2019-2411. Applications SD 2021-193, extension of a preliminary plat, and SD 2021-194, vacation of a private easement for Success Land Holdings at 118th Street Southwest between Amole Mesa Avenue Southwest and Colobel Abel Southwest. And Isaacson and Arfman is the agent. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm Åsa Nilsson Weber with Isaacson and Arfman, 128 Monroe Street Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico, and I swear to tell the truth.
Thank you, Ms. Nilsson Weber. Go ahead and give us an overview of this request.
This request is for an extension of a preliminary plat that expires on November 4th, and it's a four-unit subdivision, and the first unit is currently under construction. And the construction plans for unit two are in the process of being approved, which we're adding for signatures right now. So they will start construction on unit two early next year. And the second request is an easement vacation. We had to grant a temporary access easement from Amole Mesa Avenue to provide a secondary access for unit one in the interim until unit two develops. And when we do construct unit two, there will be a new access easement connecting to Amole Mesa.
Okay, thank you. Very helpful. Is there any member of the public that wishes to speak on item 18? You can raise your hand or press star 9 if you're on the phone. Okay, I don't see anyone. Let's go to Water Authority for comment.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is Blaine Carter for the Water Authority. We have no objections to either the extension or the vacation as proposed. Thank you.
Thank you. Code enforcement.
This is Charles Maestas with Code Enforcement. Just wanted to note that on the site data, note M lists the incorrect setbacks for the R1A zone designation for the subdivision. It has a front yard to house at listed at 20 feet and for R1A, there should be 10 feet, and the backyard also at 20 feet, which should be 10 feet as well. The other setbacks are correct as listed.
Okay. Ms. Gould, can you help us know how to handle that at this point?
This is Maggie Gould. So, Madam Chair, I'm wondering, because this was platted a while ago, I don't think the R1 setbacks have changed since the implementation of the IDO. We could go back and look at that. I think that this is the preliminary plat, and so I think that they will have to come back for final plat. So by the time they come back for final plat, those setbacks should be corrected.
Okay. And is it just the notes, right? Mr. Maestas?
Yeah.
This is Charles Maestas with Code Enforcement. That's where I specifically note it, and didn't want there to be any confusion with any future plan review if somebody pulls up this plat and sees different setbacks noted than what are listed in the IDO.
May I comment on that too? We discussed this exact thing on the sketch plat hearing a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
And I asked if we needed to update the preliminary plat, and you said it was not necessary. It could be handled later down the road.
I'm having a hard time getting those last couple sentences, if you don't mind repeating.
Yeah. Yes, we discussed this note at the sketch plat hearing, I think it was 2 weeks ago, and it was decided, I asked specifically if we needed to update the preliminary plat or not, and Ms. Gold said, no, we can wait until final plat, should it come up at that point.
Okay. Thank you. And I apologize. We see a lot of cases and we don't remember everything we said. So if you remember, we're grateful for that. So that's consistent with what she said today, right? So,
yes.
All right. Awesome. Thank you for that. I just want to make sure we get it all covered. Parks and Recreation.
Joan Sommerfeld with Parks and Recreation. No additional comments.
Hydrology.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. Hydrology has an approved revised grading and drainage plan and addendum to the master drainage report, engineer stamp date of December 15, 2020. We have no objections.
Transportation.
Jane Wolfenberger with Transportation. Transportation has no objection to the proposed actions.
Planning.
This is Maggie Gould. So planning has no objection to the extension of the plat. The vacated 20-foot wide temporary emergency access easement will be replaced with a permanent easement with unit 2 platting. So we have no objection.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. I just want to make sure we're clear about the infrastructure list. There's no distribution or signing of the infrastructure list that were attached to the submittal. That's correct, right?
Right. Those were all signed.
Yeah.
This is also Nelson Weber. We submitted those with as part of the original preliminary plat. And they have been signed.
That's what I was 99% sure that, just making sure that they don't have to go out again or anything like that. Thank you.
That's correct.
Okay. I will ask each board member to vote to approve or deny the applications for extension of preliminary plat and vacation of private easement. That will be it. Okay. Please vote.
Blaine Carter, Water Authority, I approve both actions.
Charles Maestas with Code Enforcement, I approve.
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, I approve.
Jane Wolfenberger with Transportation, I approve.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB, Chair, approves. So there's a consensus vote to approve item 18, PR 2019-2411. And project number, I'm sorry, and application numbers SD 2021-193, extension of preliminary plat, and SD 2021-194, vacation of private easement, because the applications meet all the applicable requirements of IDO and DPM. Okay, thank you. Good luck as you continue through your various phases.
Thank you.
All right, we are on item 19, PR 2021-5953, preliminary final plat SD 2021-195 for Yvette Chavez at 629-631 57th Street between Coors and Fortuna. It's a lot line adjustment. Okay, good afternoon now, Ms. Chavez. Thanks for your patience. Can I go ahead and have you give your name and address?
Yes, my name is Yvette Chavez Pena. I reside at 2300, sorry about that, La Vista Court Northwest, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87120.
Do you swear affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Okay, go ahead and give us an overview of your request.
Okay, so on September 15th, I submitted for sketch approval requesting a lot line adjustment between lots 8 and 9 to incorporate an accessory building onto lot 9 and provide backyard access onto lot 9. I'm here today requesting final plat approval, and I stand for any questions.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Is there any member of the public that wishes to speak on item 19? Please raise your hand or press star 9 to unmute and speak up. Seeing no one, let's go to Water Authority for comment.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is Blaine Carter for the Water Authority. For the record, I did have an ex parte communication with the applicant regarding how to show the existing water and sewer service connections. Those are now shown on the submittal documents. There's no conflicts with those. We don't need easements for those. So we currently have no objections. There is a water and sewer main in the public roadway for the lot to the south to tap when they're ready for service. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. Code enforcement.
This is Charles Maestas with code enforcement. The proposed lots do meet the R1B minimum lot size and width requirements, as well as the contextual lot size standards are met, and code enforcement has no objections.
Okay, thank you. Parks and Rec.
Bill Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, no additional comments.
Hydrology.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. Based on the diagram showing existing flow arrows, a cross-lot drainage easement is required showing beneficiaries and maintenance responsibilities. Note an approved grading and drainage plan will be required prior to building permit if any of the following conditions are met: 500 cubic yards of grading, 1,000 square foot of proposed building, or 10,000 square foot of proposed paving.
Do you have questions?
Yes, Mr. Armijo. So my plan is to construct the wall on the new lot line. Once that's completed, my plan is to sell off the vacant lot. So I'm going to ensure that the water is being diverted properly onto lot 9. And then I'm going to assume that once the new buyer, the lot line, if they're going to build, they're just going to have to provide their own hydrology report. But do I still need to do that for lot 9?
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. Unfortunately, since the wall isn't there yet, I mean, it's like, because if I gave an approval without it, then it would simply turn into, you know, if you put up a fence instead, water could still go across. If the wall were existing, I could do it. But the cross lot drainage easement, it's very simple. It's just a note on the plans. And I mean, on the plat that simply states a cross lot drainage easement is provided by this plat for, you know, and it states the two different lots for the beneficiary of those lots maintained by those lots. And once the wall is up, it doesn't encumber you or the future owner of the secondary property. It basically just recognizes that currently water crosses over the property line.
Okay, I understand that.
Okay, so just to clarify, she doesn't actually have to do some kind of drainage study, but the note needs to be added by her surveyor to the plat.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, that's correct. So it's okay. Just a note on the plat. The rest of my comment was for future. So when the new buyer of the other property decides to build, it's just a note for them. Okay, you're gonna have to do a grading and drainage when they build.
Okay. I will take care of that.
Okay, transportation.
Good morning. This is Jean Wolfenberger with transportation. The only thing I noted on here is you did have a deviation from the 5-foot sidewalk requirement for the DPM request for a variance from that, but I just didn't see a detailed explanation on that as part of the submittal.
Okay, Ms. Wolfenberger, let me clarify real quick what we're doing here. So we're talking about a staff determination?
Yes.
On sidewalk width?
Yes.
To keep the existing sidewalk width?
Correct.
Okay, so that's a determination, and let's strike the words deviation and variance from the conversation. Okay. So basically, Ms. Chavez, you need to write justification for wanting to maintain the current sidewalk width and why that is appropriate.
Okay. Thank you, Mrs. Chair. So I just had a question. So the letter I provided basically stating that the subdivision was constructed back in the early 70s. Therefore, all the sidewalks are 3.5 feet wide. So therefore, I was asking for a waiver of 1.5. So is there, can you tell me what else I might need to provide?
This is Jean with transportation. The sort of things that we would be looking for in this situation is just references made to amount of pedestrian traffic within the neighborhood, as well as, you know, the sidewalks that you're connecting to on either side of the property, just making sure if those are 3.5 feet, just reference that in the letter as well.
Okay. I can do that.
Okay. Is that anything that could be a delegation item, Ms. Wolfenbarger?
This is Jean with transportation. If I can get verification that the sidewalks on either side of the property are 3.5 feet from the applicant, I can take delegation on this item.
Okay.
Excuse me. So Mrs. Wolfenbarger, so that would be like pictures, or what kind of verification would you like? Would you need?
I just need measurements, basically, you know, to the north of your property, to the south of the property, what is the width of the existing width of the sidewalk in those areas? Because if you're asking for a waiver, I just want to at least make, excuse me, if you're asking for a DRB determination, I just like to make sure that it'll match up with what's on either side of your property. That's all. Okay.
I will do that.
This is Chair Wolfley. So for example, Ms. Wolfenbarger, she can have someone just go measure the sidewalks. I think it's north and south of her, and provide a drawing that shows those dimensions.
That's correct. Yes.
Okay. And then just if you can note what kind of pedestrian activity is in the area based on your experience or someone's experience that is in that area.
Okay, I could do that. There's a school up the street, so there's quite a few people walking back and forth. So
okay.
I will do that.
Okay. Ms. Chavez, are you able to come back next week?
Sure.
Okay. Why don't we go ahead and maybe defer you to next week so we can make sure this is all covered between hydrology and transportation. Unless Mr. Armijo, you'd like to delegate to me.
Mr. Armijo, hydrology, I can delegate to you. That would be fine. Ms. Okay. Chavez, if you would like, if you or your surveyor need help coming up with the cross lot drainage easement note, you can contact me and I can help you with the wording on that.
Okay, that would be great.
Okay, and Ms. Wolfenbarger, are you still inclined for a delegation on this?
This is Jean with transportation. I believe in this case, I can take delegation.
Okay. On that, I will ask each board member to vote to approve or deny the application. If you're accepting delegation, please summarize the delegation and the time needed.
Blaine Carter for the Water Authority, I approve.
Charles Maestas with Code Enforcement, I approve.
Nelson Raffelt with Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, I approve with delegation to planning to look for the cross lot drainage easement note on the plat.
This is Jean Wolfenbarger with transportation. I approve with an accept delegation to clarify the DRB determination to deviate from the 5-foot sidewalk requirement down to 3.5 feet based on the reasonings just mentioned.
Madam Chair, this is Maggie Bold. I'm sorry to butt in, and maybe Ms. Wolfenbarger said this and I just didn't catch it, but is it Is planning checking on the delegation for transportation or for the delegation for hydrology?
Hydrology.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Sorry about that.
And this is Chair Wolfley, and I approve, and I'm accepting the hydrology note for the cross-flat drainage easement as my delegation item. And then utility signatures.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. They also need to correct the application number. It is.
And a corrected application number.
Yeah, it's SD 2021-00195, not 00106.
And that will be for 8 weeks. There is a consensus vote to approve item 19, project number 2021-5953, application number SD 2021-195, preliminary final plat. Because the application meets all the applicable requirements of the IDO and DPM, with delegation to transportation and planning for 8 weeks to address the issues just stated.